You've got to understand, when you're booking a charter boat, you're booking the experience.
There are some that are legal. There are some that are just ripping the guys off.
Pointless choosing a nice cheap charter boat.
How do we justify what I was spending on? Is the boat worth paying 20 grand for? I could very easily get bored.
There's a lot of sharks out there.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
So hey guys, we are out today to talk about charter boats, not just of Durban, but charter boats of South Africa, right? What you need to know about booking a charter boat, and there are a lot of illegal charter boats. There are some that are legal. There are some that are just ripping the guys off. There are so many questions out there when it comes to what charter boat do I book with, right? I mean, you go on the web, there's hundreds of them. And today I'm joined with Mr. Brad Krobler, a charter boat skipper. He has a huge reputation around Durban. I've worked with him for many years, so I can trust him. Brad, thank you for joining us on the show.
And yeah, pleasure, man.
All right. So, Brad, you're with Linsky Charters.
Yes, sir.
Right? And you're based in Durban, at the Durban Mariner. How many charter boats would you say we have in Durban?
Okay, in Durban we have, I'm going to say, about 10 legitimate charter boats.
Okay.
Legitimate charter. And then we don't even know how many
are really advertised out there.
How many are actually advertised out there. The problem with it is that the unlegitimate ones give the rest of us a bad rap.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So let's take a step back. Tell me about yourself. How long have you been a charter boat angler, skipper?
I've been a charter boat skipper now for just on 15 years, somewhere around
about there. All right.
Yeah. Linsky's been going for close on 30 years.
Now, when you got charters off Durban, right, I know guys book various types of bookings. You got your harbor, you get your mid-deep, you get your deep, you get your backline.
Yeah.
Are those about as far as it goes?
Okay, so in the charter, there's the harbor, starting in the shallowest, which is harbor fishing, backline fishing. What guys call mini deep is basically you're going out about between 5 to 10 kilometers out to sea.
Okay.
Then you have a proper deep sea, which is either a 6-hour trip or a 4-day trip.
Right. Now, can you tell me what sort of species would we catch in your harbor?
Okay. So in the harbor, I'm just going to talk about currently at the moment. We have the grunter, the salmon. There's a couple of skates coming into the harbor recently. Mm-hmm. And at this time of year, if you're really persistent and want to be specific fishing, there are some game fish, being the garrick, which will start from now onwards.
All right. How about in the backline?
Backline now, that is a hard one. Because then, once again, we have your snapper salmon, your half cob should be coming in soon, shad, and the smaller ones of the bottom fish, your red, just soldiers.
Right.
And smaller rock pods.
Would you catch your snook in the backline?
You can, on a backline charter. Most of the time, the guys come off here, off Durban. They go off just behind the shark nets, and that's where they put anchor, and they sit there for their backline fishing.
Right.
Yes, you can get a snook in it, but most of the time, they're sitting on anchor. They're not trawling through.
Okay, cool. Now, what's on your mini deep?
Now, mini deep is where you're now bringing into more of the bottom fishing, your red slingers, soldiers, rock hard, because you're going out into that 25 to 50 meter depth.
Right.
But once again, the guys are not traveling a hell of a distance. So it's all the local reefs where a lot of guys are going to. And those reefs are getting hammered.
Ah, okay. And then what do you consider to be deep now? Is that 50 meters onwards?
Okay, now right. What we consider, we have basically a 6-hour trip and a 4-day trip.
Right.
Now, that is all going between your 50 to 100 meter depth. That's being a 6-hour trip where I can get to basically stronger rocks in 6 hours. But I don't want to waste too much time traveling, wasting your fishing time. And then the 9-hour trip, I can go all the way to Belito because I have time on my hand.
Okay. All right. And what sort of species would be targeting on those deep trips?
Okay. So in the winter months, definitely all your bottom fish. So it'll be from your rock rods, keelbacks, slingers, soldiers, Cape Yellowtail, all your general fishing.
Right.
In the summer months, all your pelagics, other ones being your marlin, your saltfish, tuna, wahoo, dorado.
Fantastic. All right. So now that we know what a charter boat offers with regards to trips, let's talk about what we should watch out for when we are booking a charter, because it's easy to go online. Lots of boats look pretty cool. How about we start off with how many friends should I consider taking on the boat?
Okay, so now when you're booking a charter, the most important thing is, what do you want to target? So if you want to go backline fishing, where you're not in a deep thing with big currents and all that sort of thing, you know what? You could put 10 people onto a boat because you check.
Yeah.
The moment you start going deeper, the more people on the boat, the more knots you have. So I've licensed to take 10 people, but I like to have a number between 6 and 7 because I have space to move around, you're not so crowded, it's that sort of thing.
Okay.
Now, the other thing, a lot of charter boats out there do one-time booking, so it will be you paying R1,000, he pays R1,000, and then, you know, for the whole big group booking on the boat.
Yes.
Now, bear in mind, on that sort of chart, if you get seasick, you're stuck with those other six people who you don't know for the day. If you do a private booking, you guys can decide that, hey, I've got four guys down,
and
you want to go back.
No, I get you.
So you end up with, it is cheaper to go by yourself.
Is it?
Well,
I mean, as opposed to a group.
So if you want to go by yourself, as in pay R1,000 by yourself, book the boat privately. But privately, it is a more expensive total cost.
Yes.
But if you've got six guys and seven guys, it works out pretty much the same if you're each paying it and you've got people you know. But sometimes you can be in a boat and you get some guys who are just personality clashes with each other. And one guy's catching fish and next guy's not catching fish.
So is that something we would suggest to go with the guys that you know?
Personally, I would get a bunch of mates together, people you all know, go out there and have a good time.
All right. Now, how do you determine the costing? I mean, we can go and book a boat for, call it, R5,000, and then there's a boat for R11,000, and then there's a boat for R20,000. How do we justify what are we spending on? Is the boat that I'm paying R20,000 for going to give me more memories to come back with my friends? Explain to me.
One of the main things for the charter boat, people say, I've paid R10,000 for the boat.
Yes.
And I haven't caught R10,000 for the fish.
Of course. Okay. That's a lot of fish.
It's a lot of fish to get. Yeah. You better understand, when you're booking a charter boat, you're booking the experience. Now, the experience is what you're paying for, and the quality of the tackle, the quality of the set. As a particular, we've got top quality reels, rods, all of that sort of stuff. Catching everything from your marlin right through to your bottom fishing.
Okay, so I decide on the charter I'm going to book. Mm-hmm. Should I call him up and say, well, what do you have on your boat?
Well, I already say what you have on the boat. If you want to book a charter for, I'm going to use this for instance, we want to go game fishing, middle of December, January time, and you want to go target marlin, and the big game fish.
Yeah.
It's pointless choosing a nice cheap charter boat out there. It hasn't got the experience, the technology, the equipment to go target the model. And there are a lot of charter boats who don't have it. They specialize in the backline and the mini deeps.
Okay.
So it's all on what you're looking for. You're paying for experience and how long you are in the game.
Okay. So how do I know who's got the right amount of experience? Is that because some guys would say, hey, I was skipping fishing for 20 years. And then the other guy would say, no one knows the mini deep like my guy. You know, so how do someone that doesn't know the charter game or the industry, or, you know, just want to go and book a charter for a bunch of clients or whatever it is, I could very easily get fooled.
There's a lot of sharks out there.
Pardon the pun in KZN.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there who are there, who are doing the charter boat things. And if you want to book a charter, make sure you phone the guy up and say, I want you to try to target just species. And that guy's going to say, well, I don't do yet. I specialize in the bottom fishing.
Right.
Our biggest problem happens is when a guy says, well, I want to go tackle, target snook, and I want to target some marlin. Now, that's two different zip codes, basically. Mm. One is Durban, the other one's 40 Ks out to sea.
100%.
So it's really hard. You want to tell the guy, we can do both, but you've got to choose because it's two different areas of the ocean. And so we like to, I always speak to my clients beforehand, say, this is what is out there. This is what's happening at the moment. I would suggest we do X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
What do you guys want to do? Okay, right. So we're going to end up doing Z today.
Okay. So it's best to speak to the charter guy.
Speak to the guy and find out if they are capable. Don't just take their word for it. Actually, if you've got time, go down, have a look at the boats.
Yeah.
You'll see if the guy is a marlin charter and he hasn't got his outriggers and he hasn't got all that sort of stuff. You know that you're going for a ride. If it's a small little 90-foot boat, you know you're going to be bumping around at sea. A lot of the charter boats in Durban are all running butt cats or clean cats. They're nice big 30-foot and 32-foot boats. Nice, big, stable, comfortable.
Is that a good boat to book on?
You know, a butt cat is a very good, stable boat.
It's, yeah.
It's just forgiving. It's just one of the better hulls out there. It doesn't bang. It doesn't rock and roll.
Yeah.
It's just a great boat.
All right. I checked out my boat. I had a look at the tackle he's got. I had a look at the boat he's got. Should I go to your social pages to see what's been coming out?
Definitely.
To know who I'm going out to sea with or who I'm taking my family with?
Yeah. Definitely go onto the social media. Look at their reviews. A lot of the guys on the reviews, you get good reviews, good reviews, good reviews. And then you might find one bad review. Now, there's always going to be one person who's not going to be happy with something. It's just life. So you go around, look around, find someone who's got a decent review. Word of mouth is by far the best thing out there. So someone's been on a good trip with them, go with it.
Right.
And you'll work on it. But as I said, and make sure you can do what you're wanting to do.
Now, that's a cool way to end that piece where I know what to do. What don't I do? What should I look out for?
Okay, well, now there's a lot of guys out there. Now, we're very, very particular in with ourselves is undersized fish and quotas of fish. I won't allow people to take undersized fish. I won't allow them to take more than their quotas.
Right.
You know, some guys who just turn a blind eye out there and just let you go outside. We make sure that everyone's got fishing licenses and all that sort of stuff. When you come back to the harbor and the water wing do come check you, we know that we are above board.
Yeah.
There's some guys there who just dump you in the deep end and say, well, we said this and I can't control all of that. And the charter, the owners, the skipper is going to, because you're the one who's caught the fish, you are liable for the fish, not the skipper.
Okay.
It's you as the person. There's people who, it's just quality of service. And there's, as I said, you know, some guys out there who give a quality, but it's apples for apples. So
yeah,
if you want to do backline, there are guys out there who are good at backline. I'm not going to deny it. That's what their speciality is.
Right.
These guys who do mini beat, and that's what their speciality is.
Yeah.
And then you get the bigger companies out there who can do all of it. You want to find someone who can cater for all your needs, a nice clean boat, good quality tackle.
Okay. When would you suggest would be the right time of the year to book a charter? I know fishing happens all year round. Depends on where you go and what species you're targeting.
Yeah.
However, going out with some friends, is winter a good time on a ski boat?
Winter is a very good time on ski boats, especially because for your bottom fishing, which is where everyone's busy, everyone's catching their own fish.
Yeah.
So it's nice to go out from, I'm going to say, within the next 2-3 weeks, half pop should be starting to show there. And that's great fun because you go out there and you can, anyone can catch their 5 half pop pretty quickly.
All right.
And you can have fun doing it. So this time of year, we have a lot of the bottom fishing. It's more bottom fishing. There are tunas. Some people look out for the stock, the garrick, the kuta. They are all still around.
Yes.
Remember, kuta fishing is in the shallow, so it's difficult to do kuta and bottom fishing. Once again, when you book your charter, make sure you're booking what you want to do. Tell the guy, I want a target kuta, or I want to go bottom fishing. So it's a whole, it's just be very open with the guys at what you want to do.
Okay. One last question, Brad. So we know we decided on our charter. Is it advisable to book a charter? I mean, there's a lot of comps that go on. Is it advisable to book a charter to fish a competition?
I would definitely say yes. If you don't have a ski boat,
yeah,
and you haven't got your own boat, yes, book a charter. Yeah, it is expensive. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm just going to run back to the Durban ski boat. It will end up for, I'm going to use 5 people to fish on the boat.
Yeah.
You're looking at 25,000 rand for the weekend.
Wow. Now, how do you justify that 25,000 rand? Is it comes down to fuel? Things, what?
Our biggest cost for other companies is fuel.
Right.
Now, a lot of guys, we say they are cheaper prices is because they are going closer and they're not burning fuel.
Wow.
The further you go, the better the fishing. So the further you can get away from Durban, the better the fishing gets. Not always, it's not a hard and fast rule, but in general, you can get away to the deeper reefs and all that. Yeah, it's a difficult one. It's not a cheap operation. Our fuel is our biggest cost by far. And over the last 3 years, fuel is 100% more expensive than
Well, I remember one sitting with you on the boat and you showed me what your fuel bill was for just that week. And I was shocked to think a boat could use so much fuel.
It's not nice to have the fuel thing, but we've all got to work around it. And it's hard for us because we can't put our prices up to compensate for the fuel increase, because then it becomes unviable for anyone to book a charter. We have to then control our costs.
Right.
Our other running costs. And just like, it's maintenance of boats. Our boats are, every 100 hours are religiously serviced. So there's no possibility of breakdowns.
Of course, because you've got people's lives at stake.
So there's, and then I will always try my best. If I see the weather's going to be really foul, I will advise you. I'll say, guys, the weather's not going to be nice. I advise that we try reschedule.
Yeah.
A lot of guys will say, you book that day, we go. I personally will always try to make the best possible experience for you.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, that's a great way to end it, Brad. Just one last thing, which I was curious about. A while back, I was sitting on a boat with you, and we spoke about illegal charter guys out there, guys that will just buy a boat and call themselves a charter business.
Yeah.
And we know we can make it look quite glorious, right? Emphasizing you can't really tell on a piece of paper. So if I'm going to book a charter to know whether I'm going out with someone legitimate, is it within my right to ask the skipper 4 years qualifications? Are there qualifications as a skipper?
You need to have your normal skipper's ticket and a deal. The normal, same as any other skipper would have.
Right.
But there's things, but your boat needs to be registered with the Department of Transport, like with a DDD number. So if a guy's got a ZN registration on his boat, he's running, he's not really illegal. So it's private guys who are charging because of the cost of fuel and all that. So, but out there, the bigger companies have proper web pages, have proper social media, have Facebooks, have Instagrams. Look on those, look at their photographs, follow them, and you'll see what's happening.
Right. Fantastic. Brad, thank you so much for your time this morning, my friend.
I really appreciate it.
And I will see you on the water.
Hopefully, yeah.
All right, guys. Okay. This is Angling News SA, joined by Brad Krobler. And this was our talk about what to look out for when you are booking a charter boat. Until next time.
This is the Angling News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.